You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hammer, what's up, man?
Oh, I just went for a walk. I was scurrying back, trying to make it back in time.
No,
it's a little warm outside.
We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're here. Yeah, definitely did, because it was chilly this morning. Let's go back. Let's go back to the handoff here for a minute, because I mentioned something to you, and I'm curious, and I'll press the button for you.
Kuminga Watch.
I'm curious if this, because we have talked about, rightfully so, I think, unrestricted free agency a lot. Obviously, the Kings are directly tied to Jonathan Kuminga, but you also got the situation with Josh Giddey. You got the situation with Quentin Grimes. You have situations out there, unlike ones that I think we've seen in the past, especially for quality basketball players along this line. And one thing that you've been adamant about these qualifying offers, playing on the qualifying offers, is there might not be money out there for these guys next year. Again, I don't have the specifics on dollar figures, so that probably does play into account here. But Bobby Marks said, you know, as it looks right now, I think it was a third of NBA teams will have cap space next year. Now, cap space could mean $15 million. It could be $2 million. Mm-hmm. But it's still cap space. And once you... And James, you could correct me. Once you get under that luxury tax, it becomes a little bit easier to kind of maneuver around, and it's easier to shed smaller salaries to bring in a bigger one and so on and so forth. Does that change your mind at all on specifically Jonathan Kuminga, but, you know, overall where these restricted free agents are right now in this very weird NBA offseason?
Okay, well, let's just clarify one thing. A third of the league is 10 teams. So that's not a lot.
Well, there's two now.
What's that?
I think there's two now, right? So like 10 is...
Well, 10 is better than two for a free agency. But the problem is that there's going to be restricted free agents next season as well. There's going to be Keegan Murray's entire class and who gets extensions and who doesn't. What happens with Jaden Ivey? What happens with, Benedict Mathurin? Like, there's a whole bunch of players from Dyson Daniels from that class that are going to be free agents, and you don't know what it is that they're gonna get either. And then on top of that, there's a regular free agent class. So we can talk about 10 teams having cash, but it might not be 10 teams with $25 million. It might be a handful of teams with $5 million, a couple of teams with $12 million, and then a couple of teams with $20-30 million. So it could be that it's a better situation. But again, for Kuminga, here's the problem he's running into. He's not wanted in Golden State. Mm-hmm. And so if he signs a qualifying offer, it's a risk because, you know, if he gets hurt or whatever, it could really go sideways, right? But there's actually maybe even a bigger concern, and that's that the Warriors just go, okay, fine. We can't trade you. We can't do anything with you. We're just going to leave you here. And you don't get to play. Or if you do get to play, you get to play 12 minutes a game. And we don't care about your future. We don't care about what you're trying to build for yourself. We don't care about the player you think you can be. We're trying to win games for us, and we're trying to win games for a group of players that want to be here and want to be part of our franchise moving forward. And if you're not part of that, then that's fine. You can go into next summer as a 23 going on 24-year-old, but without a real resume, or at least a resume with holes all over it.
I don't think that's the worst situation for Jonathan Kuminga, though, because no one's going to fault him. If he doesn't play, no one's going to fault him for it. Like, no, if Steve's not playing him, they're not going to go, oh, God, man, we're going to sign this guy who didn't play. No, they're going to go, like, Steve was being vindictive. The Warriors were being vindictive. They didn't play him.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter, because if he doesn't have a body of work to show somebody, he's still an unknown. Like, we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga as if he's, like, the end-all be-all for the Kings. No, we can talk ourselves into it, because there's enough talent there that it might work out. But there's also a very good possibility that he's just another Marvin Bagley caliber player, a player who gets to a certain point, doesn't progress, doesn't ever accept a role, and ends up, struggling to get minimum scale contracts once he hits 25 years old. And we want to say, oh, there's no way. Yeah, there is a way. It's literally happening today to Marvin Bagley. He is making a league minimum.
But Marvin never showed the flashes that Jonathan Kuminga showed. Like, there was never, ever a market for Marvin Bagley.
He averaged 14-7 his first 3 years in the league, and the reason why he didn't do more than that was because he was always hurt.
And that's a big part of his story. It's like, this kid can't stay healthy.
And Kuminga has the same thing. Kuminga's missed a bunch of games. Like, I'm not saying it's complete apples to apples, but it's not far off. And, like, look, the key to him is you're going to take a gamble on him because you think that there's untapped potential and you think that he's been misused. But all of that is just, pie in the sky. Like, he could easily just cap out as a guy like, again, Jabari Parker, a guy who puts up stats, but it never impacts winning. And so that's the problem, that, there is an unknown. And if he keeps extending this out again and again, where he's playing on qualifying offers or he's not playing on a real deal, then you run into the point where he just is what he is. And that's what you have to be concerned with.
But when would you get to that point? Like, if he signed a qualifying offer and played with the Warriors, he'd be a free agent next year. And he'd probably be signing some type of 3-4 year deal on the mid-level. Like, that's probably what we're talking about. So at that point, he would have made money, he would have signed a contract, and he would have probably had an opportunity to show what he could do, right? Marvin is where he is today because he went to other franchises and proved he couldn't play. Like, he went to three other franchises and proved that he couldn't play. So I don't think, like, the cautionary tale of Marvin Bagley now playing for the minimum, Kuminga's not at that spot if he stays with the Warriors and looks to sign next year. He's not at that point yet.
Is he a year away from it?
No, he'd sign a deal. That would be my thinking. He plays on the qualifying offer. He becomes a free agent, unrestricted free agent, and he signs a 4-year deal for $60 million next year.
Yeah, but there's nothing that says that that's going to happen for him. Again, we're talking about hypotheticals here, but, like, Marvin Bagley got traded to Detroit, averaged 12 points and 6.4 rebounds per game. He's played in the league. He's bounced around. Marvin Bagley just turned 26, in March. Like, and we're talking about the last couple of years, he's been a non-factor in the league, despite the fact that he's making money. Teams are not throwing money down a well anymore. The apron's put, either you're in the league or you're not, or you're hanging on by a thread. And that's where, Kuminga could put himself in a weird situation. And again, like, let's just be honest. If he's going into next season, and let's say all four of these guys, Quentin Grimes and Josh Giddey and Cam Thomas,
Thomas, yeah.
they all go into unrestricted free agency next year as a group of four. Kuminga is not the top of that class. He might be the second player that comes off the board of that group of free agents, but he's not the top.
Who do you think is? Quentin Grimes?
Giddy.
You're right.
Yeah, Giddy. And then you get to the point where, is it Grimes or is it Cam Thomas or is it Jonathan Kuminga? And we start looking at these guys and then you compare them to the new crop of restricted free agents and then the standard crop of just everyday average free agents. He'll be lucky next offseason if he does not sign right now or get traded right now. If he doesn't sign that 220, he will be lucky if he gets the mid-level exception.
And that's fine. I just don't think he's at where Marvin Bagley is today. That's not where Kuminga is. Marvin Bagley.
James, by the way, sound like Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob right here. Like, hey, pal, this is your future. You need to sign this two-year deal.
Marvin Bagley.
No, I'm just being honest.
Marvin Bagley signed, and it's a different time, different climate. I understand that. But Marvin Bagley signed a three-year, $37 million deal with the Pistons. That's where Kuminga's at. He's not at league minimum time yet. He is at, he's going to get another contract, and it may be the mid-level. But like I said, that's four years, $14 million a year or something like that. Like he'll get that even if he just sat out a year. Marvin Bagley was unplayable his last years in Sacramento, and then when he got to Detroit, and he still got a three-year, $37 million deal.
He might get that. He might not. Like, because again, we're looking at, you know, look at the trajectory of when Bagley got that money. It's the same exact time, and maybe he gets the three-year 13 that you're talking about. It's possible. But it's also possible that teams are just like, hey, look, man, like, we don't know what you are and you need to prove it. And just, you know, especially if he's limited to, you know, 12, 15 minutes a game this season in Golden State and gets a bunch of DMP CDs.
I would say this. I'll look at it in another perspective. If the Kings could sign Jonathan Kuminga for 4 years at $14 million a year, and they refuse to do it because they don't know who he is, that would be stupid. That would be dumb. That is a risk worth taking for a franchise like the Sacramento Kings, Charlotte Hornets, Washington Wizards. If you could get a guy like that at $14 million a year, who potentially could be a 20-point-per-game scorer for you, we don't know if that's who he is or not, but potentially at 22 years old, 23 years old, that would be dumb not to do it.
Okay. I'm just telling you, like you at 5 years in to your NBA career, you typically are who you are. And that's what we're talking about. He's at the end of his, at his fourth year right now. He's going into his fifth NBA season. If he averages 6.8 points and 3 rebounds per game this season.
That's not who he is, though. He put up 15 a night last year on spotty play.
On a team that was willing to play him. And if he's on a $7.8 million qualifying offer that they can't trade, what is their motivation to play him?
But we're here. We're alive. We're in this situation. We know they didn't not play him because he's not good at basketball. They didn't play him because they got into a pissing contest and they wanted to prove a point. We know that.
No. They didn't play him because he wouldn't listen and wouldn't follow their directions and wouldn't fit into the scheme that they have as a team. That's why they wouldn't play him. Like, there's not like a big gray area here. Like, he wants to be a star. They don't want him to be a star. They want him to be Aaron Gordon. He doesn't want to be Aaron Gordon. And so we have this major butting of heads and a coach that isn't going to play that game.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're right, though, either. That doesn't mean the way they're going about it or their outlook on it is right.
I agree with you.
Should be able to, not you, but just people looking at it, be able to look at the situation for what it is. Just because the Warriors didn't play him because they wanted to play a certain way, that doesn't mean they were right. That doesn't mean they handled it right. That doesn't mean their role that they wanted for him was right. And just saying, like, oh, they didn't play him, that's, I don't even know who he is, they could be dead wrong. They could miss out on this whole situation.
But Kenny, 5 years into a career, you don't usually go, okay, everyone else was wrong and this kid is right and we're going to give him the opportunity. Sometimes you get that opportunity and you get the second contract, but a lot of times you don't. And that's where he's heading. Like, again, if I think that if I were his agent, I would probably try to play for the qualifying offer, or at least hold out as long as I can, saying I'm going to do that so you can get sent somewhere else. But like, look, man, you're 5 years in the NBA and you still won't accept a role. Your role is usually called left out. That's what your role is after that.
Yeah, Kings, that would not be a good decision if he was that cheap and they said no. So they can keep playing Isaac Jones. Like, what?
Well,
that would be ridiculous.
You got a guy who will play a role.
Who cares if you're winning 30 games?
But this team needs more than a guy to play a role. Yeah, they need a guy to play. And I think that's the thing with Jonathan Kuminga is there's a belief he can play basketball. Maybe Steve Kerr wanted him to play a certain way and it didn't work out. Maybe he didn't want to play. Maybe he just didn't like him. Maybe it was an attitude. Whatever. There's going to be someone who's going to view him differently. Whether it's Phoenix, whether it's Sacramento, whether it's one of a handful of other teams, there's going to be someone that views this young man differently. And I think that's one of the biggest notes. James, you brought it up a couple of times, but I think maybe you've dismissed its importance a little bit. His age is a really important factor in this conversation. The fact that, like, he's certainly, you know, maybe to a certain degree an unknown, but unknowns in the NBA might be a little bit scary, but a young unknown, ooh, boy, fan bases and teams, they love those. Like, oh, because in our system, he's going to do this or that. Or with our coach, he's going to do this or that. Or the ability to play 30, 35, 40 minutes a game for the first time in his career, he's going to be able to do this. It's all hypothetical, of course. It's all just these mental gymnastics. But it's going to wind up, at least in my opinion, creating a market for him. Just like Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey, it's different. He, I think, is probably more of a proven commodity. But he's also a very specific type of player. And it's like, we're going to play a certain way, and this guy fits that perfectly. Josh Giddey doesn't fit what every team wants to do. But, man, he'll fit what a lot of teams want to do. And they'll go all in on that.
Well, I'd say the same about Kuminga. Like, again, if he doesn't want to fit what the Warriors are doing, and if he doesn't shoot the three ball, and he doesn't shoot it effectively at all, and he gets lost in his coverages and his rotations, like, it's not like we're talking about a perfect player here. I am willing, like what Kenny said, I am willing to take a gamble if I'm the Kings right now on him, because you're buying low. And, you know, even that, the Kings are talking about a three-year deal. Like, you'll know who he is by the end of 3 years without any question. And you also have the need for someone who's super talented. But it doesn't mean that he ever reaches his potential. I mean, I can go through every single draft and show you 20 players who didn't reach their potential. Like, in the first round. Like, that's not a hard task to do at all. So, I mean, again, he's had 4 years in the league. And has he scored? Yeah, he scored 16 points a game. But on a team that was, again, with the 8th seed and surrounded by two Hall of Famers. So I don't know what he looks like with the Sacramento Kings. But I think the other thing I would bring up, we heard Miami was somewhat interested. We heard the Kings and we heard Phoenix. That's it. Like, there are a lot of other teams out there that should be thinking, hey, this kid's got a ton of potential, and they're not. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets aren't even pulling the trigger when they have cap space. They can just go sign him, and they're not doing it. So I think there is a real moment here where he's going to have to assess what he means to the league and how he fits in the league. And, you know, that 2-year, $45 million deal, this is what the Warriors are banking on, that at the end of the day, they're going to go, okay, look, I'd rather you play for 20 than play for 8. And even if it's a 1-year deal, realistically, and you've got to move on from the Warriors next summer, at least you made $20 million bucks and you could put that in your bank account. Like, anything else after this, we have no idea what you're going to make and what you won't make.
Or who you're going to play for the next couple of years. In a heartbeat. Well, he probably already should have. With all due respect, like, he probably should have, not because the guy is doing a bad job, it's because he has no power. He has nothing to hold over these basketball teams. We've had this conversation repeatedly. Like, this is the De'Aaron Fox, Chris Gaston situation. This is where an agent is really, really important. And it's like, look, man, take care of my guy, and we've got business in the future. Aaron Turner, what did we say? His second biggest client was Terry Rozier? All right, man. He's got one client he's trying to, you know, get off of this qualifying offer, and one client he's trying to keep out of jail. No NBA team is swayed by that. I mean, it's tough. You're
not right. It's just the saying.
And I'm sorry to my man, but like, this is where the Jeff Schwartz, the Bill Duffy's, the Rich Paul's come into play.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, that's what's so tough. These guys get roped into, you know, agents when they're young. They think that they have some sort of commitment. They sign contracts even when they're not allowed to sign contracts that don't make any sense. Yeah. And they take money. That's the other thing they do. You know, I think we learned with the Malik Beasley, like that big story on Malik Beasley. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most intriguing things I've ever read, where there's a venture capitalist firm out there that is like lent $250 million to players on future earnings. That's just crazy talk. Like, and these are predatory lenders. Yeah. Like, and a lot of these guys,
exactly what they are.
Yeah, they get involved with agents that, you know, again, you want to look good for the draft. So what do?
That's a freeze.
That's an official freeze.
That's a freeze.
James Ham falls.
I'm back.
Are we sure? That was five?
It was not five.
He kicked out at two.
Yeah, he kicked out at two
in three quarters. Man,
the referee rolled over on his shoulder.
He's super. We had Super Cena. He's Super James Ham.
I did the kick up.
It was very nice. Yeah, very nice, Hammer. Up. Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, the league is in a weird place with a lot of these guys. So certainly with agents, it's just a mess. But, you know, there are people. Right before I cut out, I was saying, like the guys they want to go to the draft, right? They want to be part of draft festivities, but they want to look good. Yeah. They don't want to be some dude wearing something off the rack from Men's Warehouse. Shout out Men's Warehouse if you want to sponsor the show.
Big ups
to them. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to go out there and you got to look good, and you got to wear jewelry, and you got to wear a big watch and big earrings and everything. And so you're already into your agent for $30,000 that you don't have any money, and you know. So you have these ties to these guys that are shelling out money, you know, flying you around the country to go from one workout to the next in pre-draft workouts. And so you feel like you owe them. And so you get stuck. And man, there are so many players making mistakes with agents. And, you know, again, I think there is a way to have an agent that isn't like a power broker agent, but he's got to have additional clients. And if he doesn't have additional clients, it just takes away one of the avenues for leverage in the league.
Okay. Let's, instead of diving into another part of this conversation, let's step out now. We'll come back. James Ham is with us here till the top of the hour. We'll talk more basketball. We'll talk more Kings basketball. By the way, you brought up Cam Thomas a minute ago as one of these restricted free agents. There's reports, again, for whatever they're worth, there's reports that he's looking for 30 to 40 per.
Cam. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
Come on, Cam.
That's a rough go for my man. He used Tyler Hero, or his team is using Tyler Hero, Emmanuel Quickly, and I think Jalen Green as comps for him.
And might as well just run Jesus Christ.
Man, Cam's a great Cam's a good scorer, but that's tough. We'll talk more NBA basketball with our insiders from the insiders. It's James Ham here with Dylan McKay on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KC is right about something. We do pick and choose when we talk about defense and the player that we talk about defense with. I'm convinced I don't even know what a good defender is anymore. I'm convinced I don't even know basketball. Y'all got Boston stinking next year.
That's not true. Not true at all.
That's fine. See, look, even James says Boston's not going to be good. I don't know ball.
We said top eight. That's playoffs.
I mean, it's playing.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good for them. That's top end playing, too.
Y'all really think that was Boston, was Detroit real?
Yeah,
I think
like we're sold on Detroit.
I don't know if they're gonna like go to another level, but I think they'll at least be what they were last year.
I'm a little bit with James here. James is kind of cool. It was fun. Y'all run it. Let me see y'all do this one more time.
They'll especially be top six, I think, this year.
Top six.
Yeah, I feel.
Why do you keep missing that? Like that's not a big deal.
They made top six last year.
It's a good team. That's what I'm saying. You think that's them again.
Especially in that conference, they can do that
well,
again.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Indiana's down. Y'all hate Boston, which is a wild turn of events.
They didn't lose their whole team except for Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, like Jason Tatum did a lot of playmaking for that team.
Kristaps Porzingis was nearly dead most of the season. Tatum being out is obviously problematic. Drew being out is a big deal. So.
Well, Drew Holiday was nowhere near what he was before.
He wasn't.
He took a huge step back.
He wasn't, but he's still a guy I'm comfortable having on the floor. Is he great? Am I comfortable with him? Yes. I'd be comfortable with him.
Just pass the ball, Drew.
Man, this heel turn on Drew Holiday.
Not even a heel turn. He had like his worst offensive season since his rookie year, I think.
He definitely did. So, okay, let's look at these. We're already here. Let's look at these top six teams real quick. Where's Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's in there.
As long as Giannis is around them.
And who's that?
Maybe?
I always
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
He'll be top six.
Yeah, but
Kyle's Kuzma.
Kyle's the coach.
What?
With me as the coach.
Oh, Doc, real quick, final happy birthday. Doc, go ahead. Wish D'Lo happy birthday. Thank you.
Well, Jesse, I'm glad you finally called me. I thought you were going to forget. You know, it's almost like the show was up 3-1. You know how those things go. But I wanted to make sure, you know, I told the whole story.
Uncalled for. Absolutely uncalled for.
I wanted to make sure I took the time and said happy birthday to my good friend, Damian Marley, a.k.a. D'Lo. We go way back, and this guy, he does know the whole story. He really does. He knows how I threw oranges at the basket, and I had to wear my warm-up jacket to Kroger.
Like a quick little corner store.
There we go. Ultimate Warrior, Jerry Jones, and Doc Rivers wishing you happy birthday.
What a day for me, man.
This is your life.
What a day for me. Thank God Dwayne didn't show up today.
Yeah, we couldn't get him today.
Thank God. Thank God.
The day isn't over yet.
Yeah, well, James has got a point. James, we asked the question earlier, and this is more specific to the Sacramento Kings and less about free agency and cap dollars and all of that. You and I think two are in agreement. Like this, the individuals on this basketball team are pretty good. And the issue, I think, with this team and the way a lot of people evaluate it, including us, is how the collective worked together. And I'm of the belief that this team is going to have a really solid mental approach heading into this season. You know, camp, all the right things are going to be said. I think they're going to be rocking with Doug Christie. I think a lot of questions that we have right now are going to be answered. And I wonder if, you know, I think it's possible maybe Sacramento gets off to a decent start. Maybe one where we're not curling up in a ball and crying. Maybe not one where we're, you know, having a parade down the street. But, hey, okay, this is not so bad. But I asked the question, like, if this team is able to create stability, actually, Jesse asked the question, if the team is able to create, like, stability to start this season, how quickly or perhaps how easily could it break? And I use the scenario of like they get out to an 8-3 start, but then all of a sudden, you know, you blink your eyes and maybe they're 9-10 or 10-10. And you know, that last few games record doesn't look as hot as it did, you know, the first 11. And then all of a sudden you got guys who are like, well, I was playing a certain way to start this. Now we're not winning. So I'm just going to take over and do what I do. And I asked, like, how confident would you be that this team would be able to hold it together through moments like that?
I think that's going to be the question, because I think we all look at this season as like a holding pattern and you're waiting for the next shoe to drop. Right. So if they don't get the deal done now with Kuminga, or they don't trade Malik Monk now, or they don't, you know, whatever they get done, they don't get done. It doesn't mean that we all think that this is going to be the same team that finishes the season. So I think that's where you start to run into problems. You run into problems because you walk into a season with, you know, half of your roster looking over their shoulder. And that's not a really good way. You know, they're not looking over their shoulder like, I'm about to get pulled from a game. They're looking over their shoulder like, am I going to be here very much longer? Do I really need to invest in what's happening here? And that's going to me, like, this has happened multiple times over the course of time that I've covered this team, where you walk into seasons and, you know, the coach is talking about all in, and, you know, is everybody 2 feet in? And you're like, okay, we're 2 feet in, but like your general manager isn't 2 feet in with me. So what does that mean? And so I think that sets the stage for what could be a chaotic season. And that's when bad things typically happen, when chaos, you know, comes through and starts knocking on the door. And I hope that that doesn't happen. I hope that Doug gets an opportunity to coach his team. But I also hope that if they're going to make a move, they make it now and they don't make it. You know, if there's a great move that improves your team long term in February, sure, that's fine. You know, even if you're winning at that point, but you're being realistic about who you are as a team and there's a deal that could potentially yield you a whole bunch more down the road, go ahead and make that deal. But the biggest problem going into a season is that I don't think hope always springs eternal. Like, this is, you always have that feeling like, okay, this team is not it's not that they don't have individual talent. It's that they're a collection of players that have price tags on them, you know, and they're not a team. And that's going to be the biggest thing for Doug. How do you make that? How do you turn them into a team and then turn them into a team that believes in each other so much that you can withstand the loss of a player here or there? And, you know, we'll have to see if they've got that in them.
Do you think that what's the more likely scenario, in your opinion, with how you've seen these things go down, where they start off, like Damon said, 8-3, lose 5 of 6, and they find a way to band together and rebound from that? Or they start off 3-8, and they find a way to band together from that? Like, which one is more plausible? Like, if they're at 3-8, are they just out completely at that point, in your opinion?
It's usually really tough to claw back, especially, like, I've seen parts of their schedule. They're November stuff. And, you know, they start the season at Phoenix, a home against Utah, a home against the Lakers. But then they've got at OKC and at Chicago back-to-back. Then they've got at Milwaukee. They've got at Denver. They've got Golden State. They've got OKC again. They play OKC 3 times in, I think, the first 12 games.
Why does that keep happening? Why do the Kings keep playing a team 3 times in the first? Like, it was the Warriors. Was it the Lakers last year?
Yeah, Lakers. They played the Lakers real early.
And now it's the Thunder?
Yeah. In the first 15 games, they play OKC 3 times. They play Minnesota twice. They play Denver. They play the Lakers. They play Golden State. They play Milwaukee. Like, I think that opening night against Phoenix isn't that good. Utah isn't that good. The Lakers, you know, they're a better team than you. Then you got OKC. You've got the Bulls. I think you can beat the Bulls. I don't think you're going to beat OKC. I think Milwaukee is still a better team than the Kings, although that's a possible win. Just depends on how their team really starts playing early in the season. But at Denver, Golden State, OKC, Minnesota, Denver, Atlanta, Minnesota again, Spurs, OKC. Like, that's a tough schedule. And you finish out the month. Man, in the month of November, they play Minnesota 3 times and play Denver 3 times. Like those are top tier Western Conference teams. They're, you know, top 5 seeds probably. So I don't know. Like, I think that there's a better chance that this team starts, let's say, 5-10 or 6-9 than they do start 9-6 or 10-5. So, like, and it's a lot of it because of the schedule. But that also means that you're going to run into a patch of games somewhere along the way where you do have, like, an easy group of games where you might have an opportunity to claw back. Like, look, I've got a lot of faith in Doug's ability to rally the troops to keep the group together. But at the end of the day, like, talent wins out in the NBA. And not only talent, but cohesion and the right fits at positions. And I think the team walks into this season as, you know, like a team under construction, like a team that's not fully complete. And we know that because they're still trying to make a move right now to go out and get Jonathan Kuminga and to try to get Russell Westbrook. I mean, those are substantial moves no matter what. And that means that substantial players are leaving. And so, like, look, I don't think that they're convinced that this is the team they want to walk into the season with. So why should we be convinced that this is the team that they believe is going to be a winner? But we'll see.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a.
Might not have a choice.
They might not have a choice.
Yeah. And in that case, you got to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we just got to. Kings fans got to hope that the players don't have the same outlook as,
seemingly everybody else.
Right. That's me. That's me.
As that curmudgeon James Hamm.
Right. And if you do have those, you got to get those players out of here. Mm. If you get, like, you have to get the people. If I'm Doug Christie, the people that walk into it with a defeated attitude already, I'm calling Scott, get them out of here, bro. This is not how you build a franchise. This is not. I need people who are tough-minded, who are ready to fight through tough times. And if there's people in that locker room that want things handed to them or want an easy way out, get them out. Mm-hmm. Get them out of here. Like, because it's not going to be easy the whole time. I need people that are ready to grind, ready to push through some tough times. And that's what maybe this season is about. Who can you who you can go into battle with? Who you know that through tough times, you guys, these are the type of guys that are going to stick together, not splinter off. So maybe that's what this season is, as far as trying to build this identity. Anybody that's not ready to go through anything tough, man, get them out of here. They dragging everybody down around them.
I can see a way in which, though, a team doesn't splinter and is still really bad. Like, that's still a possibility. I mean, just because they don't sit there and talk trash about each other to the media, or like we don't see anonymous reports about this player being unhappy or that player being unhappy, that doesn't mean that they're going to win games. And so we have to be realistic about, like, if there are structural issues with a team that limits their ability to win, you know, that's where I don't want to say I think it's okay for a player to be like, hey, you know, I really would like a different teammate. But because a lot of the times, you know, players, they know the game as well or better than anyone else. And they're looking around like, hey, look, I'm all in. I'm here. I'm taking my money in, and I'm going to show up to practice every day. I'm going to fight, and I'm going to try to win games. But, you know, there's something about, like, trying to win a one-legged ass-kicking contest. It just doesn't happen, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
once again,
it's tough. Well,
they can go. They can go. I'd rather lose. I need people that are delusional enough to think they can win a one-legged ass-kicking contest. That's what I need in the building. I need those.
But what if you go through 15 of them and then you bring in another 15 and they all have the same exact idea that there is no way this team is going to win?
Get those losers.
Like, I get what you're
face.
Saying. I get what you're saying.
I don't need to deal with those people.
But even if it's not winning, it's competing.
That's it.
Like, I'd rather lose with a bunch of under-talented guys who are trying to compete than lose with guys who are just like, whatever, it's not my fault.
Right.
Like, I think we've outlined this before, but specifically you, Casey, is there's a lot of it's not my fault that has gone on in this organization for so long. And Monty has made his mistakes. Wes has made his mistakes. Vivek has made his mistakes. Mike has made his mistakes. Luke has made his mistakes. A lot of players have made mistakes along the way, too. A lot of them. And I think so many people lean on the dysfunction of this organization. De'Aaron did it for a minute when he left. Oh, everyone says the same thing, but I'm the problem. It's like, all right, so we're all leaning on in this. And there could be grains of truth. There could be glaciers of truth to the dysfunction that is in this organization. That shouldn't stop you from competing as a professional basketball player.
And
that's what I hope we're not facing.
And taking accountability and finding ways to improve, finding ways to get over the mountaintop. Like we've always said, there's always a built-in excuse here in Sacramento. And these people use it, like you just mentioned. And I need to find the people that aren't – like I need more Doug Christies.
Yeah.
Doug Christie will not look at Sacramento and say, I just can't get it done here. Nobody can get it done here. He's going to try to figure out a way to get it done. Coaches quit on him left and right last year. That's fine. I'll find a way to get it done. It's my job. This organization needs more Doug Christies. That roster needs more Doug Christies.
And I think we got one. Funny enough, you know who I think it is? Mm. It's Keon.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Keon going to fight every day.
Yeah.
Every single day in practice, in games. Like, Keon going to fight.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
No, I'm with you. But also, like, as a player, like, Doug played alongside Chris Webber and Vlade Divac and Mike Bibby and Pejo Stojakovic and Scott Pollard and Bobby Jackson and Lawrence Funderburk. And, like, that's a team. It's not a collection of individuals. And I think that's the biggest task that's in front of Doug. How do you turn a group of players that, like, realistically, there are a bunch of holes in their ability, not as individuals as much as there is as a collective of players. There are holes in the ability of the team. How do you take that team and lead them? And, like, look, I'll point out, like, Jordy Fernandez last season did an incredible job early in the year of getting the Brooklyn Nets winning games. And then there came a point where the management said, hey, look, you do understand we don't want to win games, right? That we need more talent and we're playing for draft position and all that. So I'm going to need you to back off. So I think there is a way in which coaches can lead a group of players, but you got to have 100% buy-in and 100% buy-in from some veteran players. We're not talking about young guys like Brooklyn had that are a bunch of guys who are just fighting to stay in the league because Brooklyn didn't want to spend any money and had to sign a bunch of dudes. You're talking about, you know, high-end guys, at least one guy who's going in the Hall of Fame, you know, a couple other guys who have been multi-time all-stars. Like, it's different to get buy-in from veterans. And if they're all in and they're willing to, you know, run through a brick wall for Doug, then yeah, they got a shot. But trying to run through a brick wall for 82 games isn't always easy, especially when you got, you know, rumors and everything else floating around about who's going to be there and who's not at any given time.
That's a great point.
It makes it makes it difficult.
Hammer, at some point you do need some cohesion. Mm-hmm. You, like doing, you know, doing the kind of push through for 82 games is tough. At some point you're going to have together splint, you're going to have to come together, or you're going to, you know, splinter apart.
Well, you need some wins.
But right,
like,
and
if you get some wins under your belt,
yeah,
that can help you through the tough times.
Exactly. And that actually, that was the impetus of the entire conversation we've had today about, can they sustain those losses? Because it takes a few. Can you get a couple to kind of pull this thing back together? The Kings got them when Doug took over. Mm-hmm. You know, James, we're talking about, you know, digging out of that hole you're in, or ditch that you're in. They were able to do that when Doug took over, and they won, I think it was 7 straight and 10 of 11 or 9 of 11 or something along those lines. Obviously, you want to avoid the need to do those. That way, if you're able to win 6 or 7 in a row, yeah, maybe you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games over 500 versus, okay, we pulled back even, let's see what we could do next. Mm-hmm. And you hope at some point the team can do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that to me is the biggest unknown question, is can they play? Because you are asking, and I don't disagree with anyone who says you're asking a, you know, to James's, you know, analogy earlier, a point earlier when talking about Doug and the guys that he played with, you're asking, a, you know, guys, it's like a bunch of, we talked about this yesterday, it's the Real World Kings edition. You're asking guys from a bunch of different walks of life, all right, get on this basketball court, you know. In that case, it's go make us an entertaining TV show. Go win us some basketball games. You've got to find a way to do it. And guys have to find a way to maybe put certain aspects of their personality or their game aside, because it's the betterment for the team. And 100%. That's what we're hoping we see.
100%.
Or we just see a better roster by the time camp gets here.
That
but
would help too.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hey, don't end the show. Don't end. I'm here.
What the heck's going on?
You know I wasn't going to let it happen. You know I wasn't going to let D-Lo's birthday, like main man D-Lo, you know I wasn't going to let it happen.
Wow.
Without the final boss coming. They told me 6 weeks ago. Six weeks. They told me when your birthday was, big dog. And I made sure. I made sure I was here. I made sure that I talked to Karosh. I made sure I talked to Pamela Love. I made sure I talked to Bill. I was here. And it's all because my guy, his birthday. His birthday is right here. August 13th. Final boss. Happy birthday, D-Lo.
Wow, what a surprise.
Dwayne, I'm going to paraphrase something. No. Come here, Dwayne. I want to paraphrase something you once said to mankind. There's 4 minutes left in the show, you stupid son of a bitch.
I thought about that mid impression too.
I had to make sure.
We got hella time still.
I had to make sure. It was a
perfect walk off.
What are we supposed to do now?
Sure. I had to make sure.
We're not even hit 2 minutes left in the show. Like,
you
wait, three.
Bomb.
I was waiting for.
Now we have 2 minutes left in the show.
I had to make sure we got it in.
Oh, it's perfect.
I was waiting for Kenny to start going. You are listening to KIFM KRXQ HD2 Sacramento ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
Hey,
that's what I was waiting for.
What the hell? Give me that damn microphone. Give me the microphone.
I don't know what's going on. I didn't invite Shaq.
You caused all of this.
I don't understand how D-Lo can have a birthday. And Sacramento.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about how sark you are. You ain't never had a birthday you don't know. I'm here. And I just want to wish my man D-Lo happy birthday.
You ain't never had a birthday.
D-Lo. Hey. Happy birthday, D-Lo. That's my guy. Make sure you come to Sac State. A matter of fact, Shaq State. Soon.
It took you 4 hours, but you got me.
Paid off.
You ain't never had a birthday. It's hilarious. I'm sorry, James.
Happy birthday to my dog, man. Happy birthday, D-Lo, man. Come on, air horns before we get out of here.
Air horns.
Come on, man.
I'm not on that. I'm on the KSFM screen. As a shooter.
Summer Walker before we get out of here. Summer Walker.
Yeah, I think, here, I got this button. Hey.
Happy birthday. Yes, sir.
No, thank you.
No, stop it. Stop it. Thank you. Man, that's great.
Yeah, that extended, man. A standing ovation.
Thank you. Thank you. And we managed to kill. There it is. We managed to kill the 2.5 minutes that Kenny tricked off well, by doing his impression too early.
Thanks to Shaq.
There we go.
James, thank you for being with us, and I apologize.
It happens.
We appreciate all of you. Scooter asking, did D-Lo get a contract for his birthday? No.
Did they even say happy birthday?
No, didn't even
yeah,
say
did,
it.
Did they?
No. No.
Come on,
they're
man.
Trying to avoid me at all costs. You know who
Come
did?
On.
Jason Ross wished me happy birthday, though. Hey,
shout out ESPN 1320, yeah. Jay Ross.
Yeah, Jason Ross wished me happy birthday, though.
That there's a good man.
We'll see you. Maybe not all of us, but we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Hunter Green.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.